Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The teen that injured 10 people after he fired into a crowd during last year's Black Expo summer celebration was sentenced today. Seamus Patton will serve 8 years in prison and 2 years of community correction. Patton, who was 17 when the shootings occurred, agreed to a plea deal last month. It's been 2 months since Indiana University student Lauren Speer was reported missing in Bloomington. Now with college students heading back to campus across much of central Indiana, state police and campus safety officers are trying to ensure their safety. Butler University Public Safety Director Benjamin Hunter says Speer's disappearance is a sad reminder that everyone should stay alert.
You know, it's a good reminder, whether you're college age, young adult, middle age, or elderly, that you're always adjusting and being aware of your surroundings.
Hunter says on his campus, a new program is being launched that engages students, social media, and local neighborhood associations. A longtime Indianapolis restaurant will be featured on the Food Network show Restaurant Impossible tonight. Owner Tim Quizzer says part of the show there will also be a new menu.
They came in and redid a menu for us. The menu changes that they had came in, didn't go great. Some of them went fine, but most of it didn't go really well. So we've had to incorporate their menu and our menu together, which we knew kind of going in, and they told us that.
Gearzar says the overhaul that comes with the show has helped draw in some new clientele. Overnight, mostly clear skies with a low near 67 degrees. Right now, 89 degrees for WFYI News. I'm Jill Sheridan.